Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin Podcast and Radio Show. Thank you to the guys tuning in on YouTube, Instagram, on the podcast. Really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to me today. And I'm coming with a topic that I think is something you probably have never really asked yourself. And that's actually the topic. Have you ever asked yourself why? Now, I want to preface this. This came up because me and Jeremy were here in the office the other day. We were talking. I ramble on about my dumb 24-year-old things, about how I want to be much more muscular, leaner, bigger, richer, the everything you want at the age of 24, and you want the world, and you haven't done anything for it yet, so there's no reason for you to have it. Great talks. They usually end up being Jeremy saying, "You sound like an idiot," and I say, "Yes, I do." But we have some great times together. But what really came down to was just asking ourselves why in everything we do. And I know this sounds really interesting or might sound a little crazy, but I don't think probably the majority of people on this earth have ever done that. And what I mean is have ever asked themselves why they do stuff. And what I'll go into more detail, but like I will just talk real quick. You know, my goal, I have some big lofty goals for myself. And, you know, it's just like everybody who's an entrepreneur trying to do stuff is like, I have a goal making 100,000, six figures, right? And Jeremy looked at me one day and he's like, and we were talking about it. And I'm like, oh, I want to make this much money and all this. And he looked at me and he's like, why does it have to be 100,000? And I said, I don't know. I didn't have an answer for that question. And he's like, You go around telling people you want to make $100,000. You want to make these six figures, but you don't know why. Is it because that the 100,000 is rich? Is it 150,000? Is it because 100,000 has been told to you by someone else? And I really didn't have an answer for it. I didn't have an answer to say why I believed 100,000 was what I wanted to actually get. It was just a made up number that somewhere I thought that if I make $100,000, if I make six figures, that I would in myself be considered financially rich. Now, he brought up a great point because he's like, what if it was $92,000 or if it's $107,000? You know, why does it have to be 100,000? It's because I've conditioned myself. But when he asked me, why does it have to be $100,000? I could not give an answer. I didn't know. You know, I was just like, because, you know, everybody says make six figures and blah, blah, blah. You know, I really didn't have a real answer. And that was just like a little short stint on, you know, going with money, the financial stuff there. But I want to go into a bigger portion of your actual life. And I know I'm making weird faces and you guys are like, this guy's boring to watch, what the heck? But it's like, it's being the truth. I bring this up because I'm a Christian and I say that I don't push it on anybody. So again, this is not me ever trying to preach or do any of that. But what I am saying is I'm a Christian. And for so many years, when people would ask me, Jacob, why do you go to church? My answer is because my parents made me. That is the 100% reason why I was a quote unquote Christian, because my parents made me and used to ground me if I did not go to church. That was simply my answer. Now, when I went to college, I actually had to ask myself, do I want to continue to go to college? Do I continue want to do this and be following, going to church and everything? And that was a decision I had to do. But I had to ask myself, why? Why did I want to do this? And that is a question I don't think barely anybody asked themselves. Why are you doing the things you do? And I think if you did that, you would actually put yourself at another level in your life. And I bring it up. I like to use myself as a personal example because, you know, it's the best way to do it. But there's just been several things that's happened in my life that I just want to touch on that are going to get a little deep, but it's just things that you guys can actually ask yourself, and hopefully it helps you guys with this. But first off, it was the financial part, right? Now, the second part is your job. I know so many people when I've talked to them, I'm like, why do you do the job you do? And it was either that they had to do it because their parents told them that they needed to do it. They said they only were good at that one thing. They didn't know, but they truly didn't really like it. They never really asked themselves, so why am I doing this? For example, why do I love fitness? And I could go on a whole list, so I'm not going to tangent, but I could tell you why I decided to choose fitness as my life, what I'm doing with my life right now. I can tell you the answer. But a lot of people I've asked close friends, they can't tell me that. They can't tell me the exact reason why they do something. It's, well, it doesn't suck that bad. or I don't know what else I would do. But they've never really asked, why do I wake up every single morning? Why do I go to work? Why do I go here minimum 40 hours a week and have to deal with people here? Why do I do it? And I'm not saying like to say, oh, you're at the wrong job. No, I'm just asking, have you ever really asked yourself, why are you doing what you're doing? And I see it a lot of times when it comes into the working out, the eating space. You know, I just actually talked to my brother today and he's 28 years old. And he told me, he's like, I just asked myself today, before I even brought this up, so this is why it's crazy, but he's like, I asked myself, why do I always eat the way I do? And he's like, it took me 28 years to figure out I'm an emotional eater. And I'm like, that's crazy. But you ask the question. And so like, that's why I bring it up. A lot of people will be like, they don't know why they do things. And I want to switch into a little more upscale, like probably a little more serious topic. And I just bring up family because I've seen a lot here lately that's been bringing up, and I have had it in my own life. And so I want to bring it up because I hope this can help somebody. But there's one thing that we're told in our life, especially here in America, and I imagine it's everywhere else too, but it's, what's the one thing everybody tells you? Family is everything. Family over everything. Number one thing is family. The list goes on and on. But going on to, family is the number one thing and most important thing in our life. And I'm not disagreeing with that at all. But what I want to raise here is, this hit me about last year about Thanksgiving. And it was, I was at a church service and this girl was crying as she's talking in the mic, talking about how she had a Thanksgiving service and it was with her family. And she's like, I don't know if anybody else was hurt and had these horrible times with her family, but I just want you to know, like, we're here and blah, blah, blah. But what it made me click, it hit me that moment. And I sat there and I was like, if these people are not good for my mental health, if these people in my family that are supposed to be my closest people in my life are not good for my mental health, they don't do anything positive in my life, and they're actually not fun to be around, but they're just considered my family, why do I do it? And I know a lot of people will be like, well, that's your family. But that's the question. Like, for some people, that's worth it. And I'm not trying to like bag on anybody, but like, if I was to say, why do you stay with your family? They'd be like, well, that's my brother. Okay. And that's cool. But if your brother is just beating you up emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, physically, whatever it is, why are you really staying with them? Why are you having them in your life? And I bring this up because I'll get vulnerable with you guys. I had to do that with my dad. I had to do that with my dad because I had taken, he'd say stuff and it was just like, just a crappy relationship, right? But I used to tell people, he was my dad. That's my father. And I would just put up with all this crap for so long. And then it was after that I realized, and I was like, 99% of what I get from this relationship is negative. It's bad for my mental health. It leaves me unhappy. It doesn't do anything positive for my life. And I had to ask myself the tough question of, why do I do this? Why am I in this relationship? And it was always because he was my dad. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's good enough for you guys, then go for it. But for me, I'm like, well, I don't enjoy being called names. I don't enjoy getting guilt tripped all the time. I don't enjoy being put down when I'm trying to help other people and do other things. But again, it's not about me. It's about them all the time. And it took a drain on me. And I had to ask myself in that relationship, was it worth it? So for me, it wasn't. And like, it's been one of the toughest things. Again, but this is not a boo-hoo, feel bad for Jacob. No, it's just a grown-up decision of what had to happen. But what I sit here and say, though, is I actually took the time in my life, which I just talked to someone here at the gym the other day who's 33 years old, 35 years old. I can't remember. It's up in the 30s. But they've never asked themselves that same question for their family. Now, they're not the only ones. I would say 95% of the people that I'm talking to right now that you guys are listening, watching, you've never asked why you have people in your life. Now, this is not me trying to break up families and say, hey, go. But what I want to bring up is, if somebody's bad for your mental health, if somebody's not positive to you and not giving you value and bringing you positivity, why do you have them in your life? I just want you to ask yourself that and answer that to yourself. Why do you have someone who's bringing negative value into your life? And it could be, hey, that's my family member. That's enough. And that's cool. But I just want you to actually ask yourself on that question, because I don't think enough people do. And I see it every single day that people are not happy. They're going through stress. They're going through all this pain when it's really not that painful. Because I used to always make the comment, if this man wasn't my father, I would never talk to him in my life. And then it was like, when I had everything come together, I was like, well, you know, unless this relationship can get more positive, which I hope it does. I pray that it does. And we can have a relationship one day, but I'm like, at this point, it's not positive. So it's no benefit to me to have them in my life. And it's probably not a benefit for me to be there in life because it just was not a good, healthy relationship. So getting away from the serious note with that, I just wanted to show you guys, you know, we have so many thoughts, so many things that go on in our lives, but I see people were, as human beings, we're creatures of habits. We just like to do the same thing over and over, and we will never question why we do something. You might not question why you wake up every single morning, you go to the coffee shop, grab a donut, you go to work, you go straight home, you take a nap, you are not happy with how you feel, then you go to bed, and then you just repeat it, but you can't figure out why you're doing what you're doing. And a lot of people will just never ask themselves the questions. And I just am going to drop a little quote from Jeremy, or a little knowledge. We sat here and he looked at me and he's like, we are the only mammals that can have thoughts on our thoughts. And that quote about broke my day. I was like, you're a genius. And I'm with the smartest man on the planet of the earth right now. but like, seriously, like if you really think about that, we were the only mammals on this earth that can really think about our thoughts and have thoughts about our thoughts. And it comes down to critical thinking, which not a lot of people want to do, not a lot of people like to do, because it actually takes time to reflect on things. And sometimes it can be hurtful to reflect on things. You can look back in your past and I'm like, oh gosh, like that was not a good moment for me and I probably shouldn't have done that. And that can be tough. But I think you guys would just be way happier with your life if you started questioning why you do it. If you're, and let's just do it. If you're broke, why are you broke? If you're overweight, why are you overweight? If you're not happy in your relationship, why aren't you happy in your relationship? If you just can't figure it out, you know, like maybe it takes some soul searching, maybe it takes talking to other people, but I don't think enough people are asking themselves why they are doing things, why they believe in the things they do, why they're actually taking time out of their day to do certain things. So I just, all this podcast was is to hopefully get you guys to start questioning why you're doing what you do, why you believe in what you believe, and why you're spending your time doing what you're doing. And that's all it is, because I feel like with a lot of the people listening right now, that you guys will actually clean up a lot of clutter in your life if you guys actually ask yourself why you're doing something. And if, and really what it comes down to, you guys, I'll just be honest, people are going to tell me that this is selfish, and I really don't care, because at the end of the day, if you're not happy with your own life, you can't be happy for other people's lives and be supportive and be positive in anybody else's life if you hate your own life. So you have to be a little selfish so you can be selfless. That was a quote Jeremy put on his podcast the other day, but it's so true. So if you want to start helping people and having positive impact on their life, you have to have a positive impact on your own life. So it's just asking yourself, making sure that you guys take time on yourself to ask your questions, to see why you are doing things that make you happy. And if you're not doing those things, why aren't you doing those things, and what's holding you back? So again, I hope the message came across, not to like cut people out, not to take anything away from your life, but to simply question why you are doing, why you believe, why you spend your time doing things that you do. And that's where I just really want you guys to think about it, because I just feel so passionate about, I want you guys to live the best life you guys can. I want you guys to live every single day with a smile on your face and being like, I'm living my best life, as corny as it is. That's actually my goal for every single person out there. And I just want you guys to get there sooner than later. So I really appreciate you guys spending time listening to me go on. And just, if you guys are watching, I appreciate you. If you could press that subscribe and like button, it would have really mean a lot to me. And on the Anchor or whatever platform you guys are listening, Spotify, if you guys could go and leave me a 5-star review and comment, I would really appreciate you guys as well. But until next time, make sure you guys are spending time with, oh my gosh, I can't even get the outro right. One day I will get this, my friends, my goodness. But make sure you guys are spending time with people you love and doing things you enjoy, because your life is way too short not to. Stealing it from Jeremy, because I need to get better at this and come up with my own, but one day we'll get there. So I hope you guys have a great week. I really appreciate you guys again, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.